It was his first visit to the Palace of Westminster as King, there to hear condolences delivered by both Houses of Parliament. Inside the 11th century hall, the oldest building on the parliamentary estate, and in front of Lords and Members of Parliament, King Charles III and Queen Consort Camilla took to their thrones, hers an inch shorter than his, in deference to the status of the monarch. In the light of a stained glass window presented to the Queen to celebrate her diamond jubilee, the Speaker of the Lords began by paying tribute.
Her late Majesty's joyous, unstinting and reassuring presence across the years made it difficult to contemplate that her long and inspiring reign of deep and unparalleled devotion would ever end.
Then the Speaker of the House of Commons, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, extended the sympathy of MPs.
Deep as our grief is, we know yours is deeper. We offer our heartfelt sympathy to you and all the royal family.
In response, the King spoke of the principles of constitutional government, and he pledged to follow his mother in protecting them.
While very young, Her Late Majesty pledged herself to serve her country and her people, and to maintain the precious principles of constitutional government which lie at the heart of our nation. She set an example of selfless duty, which, with God's help and your counsels, I am resolved faithfully to follow.
With both houses having pledged their loyalty to the King, he was off on a tour of the realm, beginning in Scotland and then to Wales and Northern Ireland.
Well, as the King and Queen Consort leave the Palace of Westminster there, these are scenes likely to become much more familiar in the days to come. The political life of this country overwhelmed by the choreography of the Queen's passing.
These streets will again fill with crowds on Wednesday when the Queen's body arrives to lie in state in Westminster Hall. Long queues will form with members of the public able to file past her coffin 24 hours a day, before the state funeral next Monday in Westminster Abbey. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, London.